You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Alam niyo, last week kung nandito kayo, Pastor Mark preached a word, powerful word about being made in the image and likeness of God. Last week we talked about being designed. Yung imahe ng Panginoon naka-imprenta sa espiritu natin. Kaya mahalaga tayo, kaya ang bawat tao may dignidad, may value, kaya importante ang buhay. Kasi andun yung imahe ng Panginoon. This week, we're gonna talk about being defined for His purpose. Alam niyo, hindi lang ang manlilikha na Diyos, hindi siya, alam niyo, trip-trip lang, katulad ng ibang tao. Anong ginagawa mo? Ito, ganda ng ginawa mo. O, ba't mo ginawa yan? Wala lang, trip lang, okay? Pero si Lord, hindi siya ganun. And may purpose siya, may layunin siya. In fact, when we just read Genesis chapter 2, 8, 9, and 15, we all think about, ito pala yung pinakaunang trabaho, work. Pero bago natin puntahan yung word exactly, okay, pili ka ng isang katabi mo, tapos tanungin mo yung katabi mo. I'm gonna give you 30 seconds to answer this question to your seatmate. Gusto ko tanungin mo, okay, nung 12 anyos ka, meron ba dito 12 anyos? Okay, okay. The Lord, okay, yan yun, meron. Nung 12 anyos ka, ano gusto mo maging? Okay? Pili ka lang isang tao, tapos kausapin mo siya, sabi mo lang kung ano yung ambition mo, ano yung plano mo sa buhay, kung naalala mo pa, nung 12 anyos ka, okay?
Can you hear?
Okay. Okay, make sure mapakinggan nyo pareho. 12 anyos. Ano kaya yung mga plano natin nung 12 anyos? Okay? Pastor Romel will help me out. Okay? Sino sa inyo, nung 12 anyos kayo, gusto nyo maging teacher? Come on! Oh, konti lang. Sino sa inyo, nung 12 anyos, gusto nyo maging doktor? Ba, marami. Sino sa inyo, gusto nyo maging abogado? Oh, konti lang. Parang ano kaya yung pinakamarami? Sino sa inyo, gusto nyo maging mayaman? Ayan, madami. Pastor Romel, can we ask maybe 3 people? Sino sa inyo, yung nakausap nyo, medyo unique. Medyo parang kakaiba yung sinabi ng ambisyon nung ano. Taas yung kamay nyo. Tatanong, yan, meron isa dyan, isa dyan. Ano yung gusto mo maging? Sino yan? What's your name?
Bakit ako?
What's your name?
His name is Joshua.
Joshua, okay.
He wants to be Batman.
Batman, okay. Meron dito, gusto maging superhero nung 12 years old, katulad ko. Gusto ko maging superhero. Alam ko may isang office mate na gusto niya din maging superhero. Katulad ni Iron Man at saka ni Thor. Okay. Okay, sino pa? Sino pa sa tingin niyo yung medyo unique? Ayan, yan, dito, meron dito. Ayan. Unique. Dito. Unique yung ambition mo maging, nung 12 anos ka, Ma'am, ano po ang pangalan? Okay.
I'm Angela. This is Daniel.
He wants to
be an astronaut.
Astronaut! Wow! Palakpakan nyo ng mga astronaut. I wanted to be an astronaut too. Okay, pala dalawa na tayo. Okay. Sino pa? One more. Yung isa pa, unique. Astronaut. Okay, unique yun. Sino pa? Parang binababa yung kamay. Okay lang. Dito. And meron doon? Ito.
Dito. Para mas bata.
Yan. Si Joshua. Okay.
This is Mako po. He wants to be NBA player daw po.
I'm sorry?
NBA player.
NBA player. Yun naman. Palakpakan naman natin yung mga sumagot. Thank you so much for sharing your ambition when you were 12 years old. Now, most of us here are not anymore 12 years old. That's very obvious. But have you ever wondered where that dream went? Have you ever wondered what happened to my ambition when I was 12 years old? Something happened when I was 13, 14. Whatever happened, did somebody talk to you? Did somebody talk you out of your dream? Sabihin nila, anak, okay yung panaginip mo. Lumipad ka, pero yapak mo yung paa mo sa lupa. Or were you limited with your circumstances? Were you in a place na parang imposible yata ito? Huwag na lang. What happened to that dream? Did you realize na, hindi siguro to para sa akin? Somehow, somewhere along the way. You know, it's only between you and God, these dreams, these ambitions. There's probably a reason why you wanted that when you were 12. And definitely there's a reason why it's not anymore your dream today. Some of you here are still living those dreams. Some of you, or maybe many of you, probably not. What happened? What made you make choices that would go away from that dream and ambition? Alam niyo, maraming klaseng ambition eh. Pero yung mga ambition ng iba talagang yumaman, di ba? Which is not really bad. And when you talk about, you know, ambitions and dreams, may isip mo kaagad work. May isip mo kaagad, ano bang kahinat ng trabaho nito? Saan ba ako lalanding dito? And I was just, you know, may superheroes tayo. Alam niyo mga superhero na to? Meron din yan, ano, day job lang nila yan. Meron trabaho yan sa gabi. Tignan niyo to. Okay? Nagtatrabaho din yan sila. Kala niyo lang mayaman yan sila. Pero seriously, listen to this. There are a lot of professions today. In fact, marami mga trabaho ngayon na wala noong mga 20 years ago. Okay? Think about this. Alam niyo ba na may mga, I was searching some, you know, unique jobs, weird jobs. And I found out that one of the highest paid, weird but highest paid jobs to this day, well, they earn $187,000 a year. Okay, isa siya yung submarine cook. Okay, yung chef sa isang US submarine. Okay, dahil daw very essential kasi matagal sila sa ilalim ng tubig. At saka, okay, so meron namang iba, they earn about $500 to $1,300 a day. Pearl divers naman. Meron ba dito mga swimmer, mga diver? May isa pang klaseng diver, yung oil or gas diver kapag ka may oil spill. They earn about $80,000 a year. Not bad. Taas, malaki. Pero may mga iba naman, yung ambition niya, sobrang niya, hindi na masyado nagmamata yung sweldo. Sobrang passionate sila. Gusto nila maging human mind, landmine detector. Okay? Hindi, yung iba human talagang kinakapa. Eh, no? Yung iba naman, gusto nila maging dinosaur hunter, looking for fossilized. You know, may mga kakaibang trip yung mga tao. But whether we have, you know, there are high-paying jobs, low-paying jobs, nice jobs, good jobs, steep jobs, okay, all the jobs. There's so many jobs in the world today. But we figure out, Lord, where did these things come from? We have to understand each person when God created is very unique. Each person has a unique gift and talent. Yung gagawin ng isang tao sa kasaysayan, walang makaka-duplicate. You know why? Because you are unique. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, unique ka. And in that uniqueness, talking about work, bakit tayo nakaka-encounter ng mga tao na parang hindi sila passionate sa job nila? Yung iba, sobrang engrossed naman sa job nila. Yung iba naman, sobrang low-key lang sila. Okay, petex kumbaga, petex. Alam niyo yung petex? Petex lang eh. May dalawang extremes actually pagdating sa jobs. Yung tamad, yung sobrang tamad, wala masyadong passion. Kasi yung mga super workaholic, o yung mga sobrang tamad, they always give their 100%. Nakita niyo na ba to? I always give my 100% at work. Okay? 12% sa Monday, iba sa Thursday. Saan napunta yung iba? Diba? Yung, bakit kaya ganun? Bakit kaya dumadami yung mga tinatawag nating pal? Siguro naman alam niyo yung pal, diba? Anak, ano ambition mo? Pal, palamunin na naman. PMA na naman. Pahinga muna, anak. Scholar ni Papa, ISP. Okay. BSM, bahala na si Mama. Yung mga, dumadami yung mga ganun. In fact, kagabi, naghahanap kami ng basketball court dito sa bandang sa rancho. Meron palang bridge doon. Alam niyo yung dito sa rancho, may bridge pala doon na ginagawa. So, nagpasikot-sikot kami sa iba-ibang lugar. Man, marami palang mga nakatambay lang. Tapos, talagang nakatambay, inaharang nila yung mga kotse na dumadaan sa isang iskinita. Tapos, kailangan magbigay ka sa kanila para padaanin ka nila. Eh, natatakot ako. Di ako nagbigay. Dilim eh. Alas 9 na. Sabi sa akin, di ka na makakalabas ng buhay dito. Sabi yung gano'n. Tinakot pa ako. Magbabasketball na lang. Bakit ganun? Bakit may mga tao na nakadepende na lang sa ibang tao? Pero ang lakas naman nila, ang lalaki naman nila. Kaya naman nila magbuhat, magtrabaho. Bakit kaya ganun? Bakit may mga tamad? Bakit may mga taong ay gusto na lang nila easy money? Sabi nga ni Pastor Romel, di ba? Mga nasa loto, mga nasa casino. I mean, hindi naman kasalanan. Pero parang nasa kultura natin, gusto natin yung, di ba? Ba, hindi mo masama yun eh. Basta pagbe-pray namin kayo, nandede, joke lang. Bakit gusto natin yaman kaagad, biglang yaman? Bakit ganun? Kasi maigli daw buhay, hindi natin alam mangyayari bukas. Yung kabilang extreme naman, gusto nila, yung picture nila, yung sobrang workaholic, mga addict talagang, man, okay, trabaho na lang trabaho. Diba? Kinakain nila yung keyboard nila. Meron akong isang video, wala na talagang panahon kahit makipag-date dun sa fiancé niya. Yung aming video, talagang sobrang addict sa computer kasi amin nyo, mag-ingat kayo sa technology. Maganda yung technology, gamitin nyo for your advantage. Pero huwag nyong sobrahan. Pag wala yung nakatutok dyan sa screen, di ba, screenagers nga, sabi nila, okay, baka kainin yan yung buhay nyo. Pag tignan natin tong video na to.
ฉันไม่เคยมีเวลาฉันก็ทำงานหนักเพราะสองคนแต่ก็ต้องการงานหนักนะครับกดร้อยหน่อยนะครับ
Pino naasan pa eh. Okay, hindi gina-advertise kung ano man yung iniinom nila. Pero may mga ganun eh. Mga husbands and wives, tingin nyo mabuti sa mata ang iyong mga mahal sa buhay. Ano bang nasa mata nila? Nandun pa ba yung mga puso? O yung mga piso? Mag-ingat tayo dyan. Bakit kaya marami tayong mga ganun sa Pilipinas ngayon? Sa community natin, sa pamilya na lang natin, sa mga kakilala na lang natin. Bakit kaya either nandun sila sa isang extreme or nandun sila sa kabila, workaholic, petex? Bakit kaya? Ano ba yung kailangan? At paano magbabago yung mga ganitong tao? Maybe tayo, nandun tayo sa lugar na ganyan, parang wala na tayong passion. Ano yung kailangan natin? Baka mas importante tanungin natin, ano ba yung nawawala or sino ba ang nawawala? You know, when it comes to dreams and ambitions, there's one person that you need to go to is God. People are like that today because they don't know who God is. Maaaring nagsisimba sila, pero hindi kompleto ang kanilang pananaw kung sino ba talaga ang Diyos. Kaya kailangan natin hanapin ang blueprint ng trabaho, ng work. At ang title natin ngayon, ang eksena natin, makikita natin yung kwento sa Garden of Eden. Okay? In the garden. Unang-una, tandaan natin na ang Diyos nagsimula ng trabaho. God is the author of work. Work originated from God. It is not man's idea. It is not the world's idea. It's not your company, your brilliance. It's not, work does not begin with your gifting or your talent. It works. It starts with God. And until we accept the truth that God is the author of work, listen to me, we'll either fall in one of the extreme or miss out. God is the source of all work. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 8, it says there, the Lord God had planted a garden in the east, in Eden, and there He put the man He had formed. Have you ever wondered why, when we talk about profession, we're talking about your field? It starts in the garden, in the east, in Eden. And there He put the man He had formed. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 15, again, it says there, the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and care of it. Alam nyo sa Bible, pag nag-aaral ka ng Bible, merong tinatawag na principle ng first mention. When a specific noun or item is first mentioned in the Bible, it is so important that the whole context of the whole Bible until the end will have to refer to that first one. Intindihan nyo? Ito po ang unang bigas ng salitang work. And the word work in the original Hebrew is translated to the word to the meaning to serve or to till. It's a very common verb, okay? Pero ang ibig sabihin nun, kinukultivate mo yung lupa. Yun yung context nung sinasabi na he was put there to work the ground. Now listen to this. Every person that God created, just like Adam, has a specific field. I'm going to repeat this again later. But if there is something we need to get catch from this, Genesis chapter 2, verse 8 and verse 15, God being creator, created everything and put the man in the garden to take care of it and to work it. Meron yung mga, alam niyo yung mga movement na sinasabi, mga Greenpeace, yung mga Envy, ano yung mga environmental organizations, hindi yung World Peace, yung mga pang-green movement. You know, kung meron dapat mahusay at responsable pagdating sa kalikasan natin, yung mga tao ng Diyos dapat yun. If there is a people who are supposed to be responsible for nature, global warming, you know, all this flooding, it should be the people of God, the people who have the Word of God and actually live it out. In fact, sila, Pastor Winston, they spearheaded what we call a tree planting. Ayan, oh, nag-tree planting. Sino sa inyo nakasama dun sa tree planting? Meron ba dito? Ayan, meron a few. Praise God for Lisa Perps and Kuya Ronnie. Ayan, oh, kitang-kita. Sabi nga ni Pastor Winston, kontra baha. Okay. You know, we are not supposed to be just, you know, Christians on a Sunday. Kayo ba, inaalagaan nyo ba yung kalikasan o patapon-tapon lang kayo ng mga kung ano-anong kalat? Yung mga basurahan natin, inaayos ba natin? Nag-segregate ba tayo? O basta na lang, inihintay na lang natin, tambak na lang dyan, yamo na lang mabulok, mga amoy. Maling asaw. Isipin nyo mabuti. Tunay ka ba? Kilala mo ba talaga ang Panginoon? Inaalagaan mo ba ang nilikha ng Panginoon? Now, Genesis chapter 2 verse 18, dadagdag ko lang to, just a side note. When God created man, He called him, put him in the garden to work in and to take care of it. Now, this is not just for men. But alongside of God putting the man in the garden, there was a partner, a co-helper. Okay? It says there, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. In fact, this is the beginning when God put the man into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, ano nangyari? Nilikha ni Lord. Sino? Si? Si Eve. Pero ang tawag pa ng Lord, ang tawag pa doon, wala pa yung pangalan na Eve doon. Ang tawag sa kanya, woman. Okay, they were to be partners in the field. Now listen to this very carefully because this is very important. The word helper or suitable helper, hindi po yan katulong. In fact, the word helper is the same word in reference every time you would see in the Bible that God, the Lord is my help or the Lord is my helper. Where does my help come from? It comes from the Lord. It is the same that the woman becoming a helper suitable for Adam. It's the same context. Which means the woman is just as capable to work like the man. In fact, it is a strong support. That's what it means in the original context. So you're not any less, you're not any weak or incapable. It is a helper suitable for the same work that Adam was called to do. Are you with me? And many of us, I know that many of you women actually have a job. And if you don't have a job, there is a work for you. There is a reason why you don't have a job yet. Maybe you've decided as a couple na hindi mag-work kasi gusto mong supportahan mas closely yung husband mo dun sa work. Maybe the load is different. It's really not an issue of legalism. Here we go. Why do people not seek God? Kasi after this, in Genesis chapter 2, alam po natin that there was anong dumating dun sa garden? Inahas, di ba? May serpent. Okay? Tapos, nakinig sila. They doubted God. They forgot the command. They fell into sin. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. We need to understand. We need to go back to the original blueprint. Work was instituted by God long before sin came into the picture. In fact, you're going to be surprised at how powerful this is going to be. This is going to change your life. Open your heart. Because there are three events in the garden that I want to show you. I want to share with you this night. Three events. The first thing that I want for you to know is that God worked. Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 to 3 says, "Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work He had been doing. So on the seventh day, He rested from all His work. And God blessed the seventh day, made it holy, because on it He rested from all the work of creating that He had done." Three times at least, the word work was mentioned. And God rested on the third day. I want us to understand that the God that you worship is not just a God na, ang daya naman, say, Lord, nag-work siya, voice command. Let there be, yun na, Nangyari lang, dahil naman, voice command. But you know what? When God made man, it was manual labor. Manual labor po yun. Muha ng putik, hinulma, binugahan ng buhay. That was the day that man was formed. It was a manual labor. In fact, when you talk about, you know, God working, we need to understand. Sino sa inyo, nakapunta na kayo sa isang mataas na bundok na wala masyadong bahay, tapos tanaw mo yung horizon tsaka may beach. Sino sa inyo, nakakita na? Okay. Pag nakakita kayo ng mga ganong bagay, tapos makita mo pa yung langit, may sunset, nakakaiba. Nakikita mo ba kung gano'ng kagaling yung Diyos mo? Papasalamat ka ba? Natutuwa ka ba na may mga ganong nilikha ang Panginoon? Kung lumibot ko sa Pilipinas, napakaganda ng bansa natin. Cagayan de Oro, Davao, Cebu, Bora, hindi pa ako nakapunta. Bohol, talaga pinaglaban talaga, Bohol. Listen to this. God, when He created, when He worked, it was so excellent. And if God, that the God that we worship is an excellent God, what kind of work do you think should you put up? Kasi kung Kristiyano ka talaga, nire-reflect ba nung work mo yung Diyos na sinasamba mo? O petex pati yung trabaho mo? And this is not to devaluate you, but I wanna ask you, be true to yourself. Do you really work excellently? Or may mga tao tayo na yun, sabi na sa gobyerno, hindi, pa-time in lang yung mga tao. Meron lang isang kumukuha ng cards, pero kung nasaan sa yung mga tao, hindi mo alam. Totoo ba yun? Kailangan na magbago yun. Pag nanakaw yun ng oras, pag nanakaw yun ng pera ng taong bayan. Okay. Are we excellent? Do we really give our best? Pinag-iisipan ba natin o pumapasok tayo sa mga meeting natin, hindi tayo handa? May meeting kayo, ikaw yung mag-lead ng meeting, wala ka man lang agenda. Are you ready with a presentation? If you were called to make such, do you actually think about, do you really give your best? If you're a mom in the home, how much effort do you give to the preparations in the home? If you're a student, do you really give your best? Is it reflective of the excellence of God in your life? I'm not talking about, you know, having a high pay or having a high grade. I'm not even talking about that. But only you and God would know how much effort you put to the work that you give. Are you listening? Also, God, as a worker, He is a finisher. Pag sinimulan ni Lord, tinatapos niya. Alam niyo ba si Lord, tinatapos niya lahat ng trabaho niya? But how many of us, okay na tayo dun sa hindi tapos? De, bukas na lang. Mamaya na lang. Di ba? Hindi mamamayan muna, mamaya na. Bakit kaya ganun? In Philippians chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, it says there, being confident of this, that He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ. Did you know that even today, God is working in us? In Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, it says, God is working in us to willing to act according to His good purpose. Are you a real believer in your workplace? Are you reflecting the excellence and the finishing ability of God in your life? Or are you in a place na puro ka reklamo, puro ka complain, nasa trabaho ka, nasa kalsada ka, puro ka nalang reklamo. Ganito. Naninisi ka ng mga office mate mo. Is that reflective of the God that you worship? Do you really believe God? Do you know how God worked? There was a time when so many people just didn't know how to handle a certain, you know, this bureau. And sabi nila, it is one of the most corrupt bureaus in the nation. Ano? Customs. But praise God, there was this man that God had appointed. And I want to tell you, this man is part of our spiritual family. His name is Rufy Biazon. Okay? And God had appointed him. And now, pagpasok niya pa lang, syempre, very, very ano, vocal yan sa pagiging Kristiyano niya. He's gone through, disciple talaga to. I want to tell, this is a real disciple right here. Marami makakabungguto. So if you're part of the church, you pray for this guy. He's in the middle of a war. Ang daming nahuhuli. Okay? Marami na sasagasaan. Marami na po naaapakan. We just can't disclose a lot of things to you right now. But did you know that this man also serves in kids ministry? Alam nyo ba yon? Meron ba dito kids ministry? Come on, kids ministry! Listen to this. Bakit ko minention yung pagiging kids ministry niya? Kasi minsan, pag sinabi nating work, parang hiwalay, may take po, parang hiwalay yung work sa simbahan, tapos yung work sa labas. Alam nyo, kung paano ka magtrabaho sa Panginoon, kaya nasa simbahan yan, kaya sa labas, alam mo yon, iisa lang yun. Para kay God lahat yun. If you are a doctor, then be excellent. If you are, you know, a teacher, then be excellent. If you're a soldier, then give it fully. Whatever you can give, you put everything there. Listen to this. God is a God to whom we will be accountable to in the end. God is a worker. He will expect fruit. Second event I want to show you in this scripture is God created us to work. God created us to work. And this is not to burden us. Kasi, trabaho na naman. Sunday na nga, trabaho na naman. I want for you to know, this is so good. God created us to work. Many people don't have work, but I'm not even talking about the physical. I want you to know, when you understand in Genesis chapter 2, verse 5, let me read that. In chapter 2, verse 5, it says, let me backtrack. When the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and no shrub of the field had yet appeared on the earth, and no plant of the field had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not sent rain on the earth, and there was no man to work the ground. Dun pa lang, nililigha pa lang ni Lord, iniisip niya na yung man. He had the man in mind to work the ground. Going back to verse 7 and 8, so he formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. Let me stop there in verse 7. God formed the man. What was the name of the man? Come on, say it. The word Adam, or the name Adam, is the Hebrew word for man as a worker. But did you know that the word Adam or Adama means off the ground? That's why he was formed from dust. Now listen very carefully. He was a creature off the ground to cultivate the ground. It implies that every single man who ever existed and will ever exist is made of the earth and has the capacity to work that field. If you are here, you are doubting yourself, di ko yata kaya to, hindi ako magaling. I want to tell you, God has given you the ability to flourish in that field that you have. Don't just back down in lack of ability. You go to God, Lord, tinawag mo ko dito, bigyan mo ko ng abilidad, bigyan mo ko ng wisdom. I want to tell you, God is going to shape this city and this country is going to change it because you are a people of God. He's surely going to bless you. You know why last week we talked about being made in the image and likeness of God? Ang Diyos, intellectual din ang Diyos, may isip ang Diyos, hindi siya hayop. Okay? May isip ang Diyos, and if you are made in the image and likeness of God, you have that imprint of creativity, that intellectual capacity. Hindi mo pwede sabihin sa sarili mo, bobo ako, hindi ko kaya to. Hindi mo pwede sabihin, mahina ako dito. God will give you the wisdom. Ano ba field mo? Isipin mo ngayon kung anong field mo. Yun lang, are you in the right field? Did you really ask God? Pero mamaya na natin balansehin yun. Because God has given you that ability. You have a unique role and responsibility to fulfill in creation. We were wired to flourish and to cultivate that field. Mula nung pagiging estudyante mo, lahat ng inaral mo, maaaring hindi mo na-apply yung calculus, tsaka yung mga nosebleed na subjects, di ba? Pero sabihin ko, kung nasaan ka ngayon tinanim ni Lord, dun ka uusbong, dun ka magpo-flourish. Are you with me? Now, for those of you who are waiting, Lord, wala pa akong job. Wala akong trabaho, Lord. Bumalik ka sa manlilikha mo. God, yung mo ko ng trabaho. Bibigyan ka ni Lord ng trabaho. Lahat ng tao may trabaho. Kailangan mo hingiin kay Lord. Do you have the faith? Or are you backing down? When I was 12 years old, maybe younger, when I was 7 years old, you know, we were so poor, it was so hard to dream. Di ko alam kung ilan sa'yo nakapagbenta na ng bote at dyaryo. Pero kung taga Baguio kayo, or nasa Baguio kayo, may dalawang flyover doon. Flyover sa Baguio. Can you imagine, may flyover sa Baguio? Yung isa sa Cannon Road, sa BGH, Baguio General Hospital. Yung isa sa Trancoville, Magsaysay. And there is that corner right there. I still remember, I was a little boy. I was selling bottles and newspaper. It's so hard to dream. But my mom would tell me, anak, hirap tayo, pero manalangin ka, manalig ka. you know, wala, steady lang ako. I didn't see it as, you know, lack of, nawawalan ako ng dignidad. Hindi, trabaho lang ako. Kung ano trabaho, trabaho. Kung magtinda ng bulakla, kung ano man yan, basta trabaho. Alam mo, sa panta ng Panginoon, hindi yung laki ng sweldo mo eh. Hindi yung kagandahan, yung aircon ka ba o hindi. Ang trabaho, trabaho. Biyaya yun ng Panginoon sa atin. Gantimpala. Okay, iba pa yung gantimpala. Pinagkalooban tayo ng abilidad magtrabaho, gamitin natin yun. Huwag mo hanapin yung wala sa'yo. Isipin mo kung ano yung meron sa'yo. Meron kang kakayahan magtrabaho. In fact, the Bible says, He gives us the ability to produce wealth. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Deuteronomy chapter 8. Think about it. What has God given you? Are you using it to the maximum potential? People who don't seek God, who don't care about God, they never reach the fullest of their skill and their ability. Maybe you succumb to, you know, I'm not really good at this and that. Maybe you succumb to, this is just my status, this is just my company. I tell you the truth. If you put your faith in God fully, He's going to change your life. You will never be the same. You will never be the same. Hindi tayo yung mga Kristiyano. Come on, give praise to God. God is a good God. Hindi tayo yung mga Kristiyano na ano, na pray na lang ng pray, di ba? Yung sobrang spiritual na lang, Lord, pray na. Kailangan makita sa trabaho natin, kung Kristiyano talaga tayo, tayo yung mahusay. Tayo yung magaling. Kaya lang, nilalabas ba natin yung galing? Humuhugot ba tayo sa Panginoon? Let me add this. Your work is not your worth. If your sweldo is 3 digits, 4 digits, ano ba't kinikita mo? Hindi ganyan. Sa mundo, sasabihin nila, ganito lang sweldo mo. Ah, mahina ka. Wala kang ganitong titulo. Ano sinusunod mo? Kung dudungis-dungis mo sa trabaho mo, ah, mahina ka. It's not about that. Your worth to God is your being and not your work. I'm just balancing this right now. You are important to God. Don't focus on the doing. Focus on the being and then the doing will follow. Are you with me? Minsan kasi ang tingin natin sa mababang sweldo, mababang uri. Minsan kasi ang tingin natin sa itsura ng trabaho nila, ako, ang hirap niyan, ayoko dyan. Nakuha nyo? Tao lang yun. Environment lang natin yun. Hindi yun kultura ng Biblia. Your worth is not your work is not your worth. In fact, if you've failed even in your career, yung mga bumabagsak sa board exam, yung mga natatanggal sa trabaho, or maybe you made a wrong decision in life and you're suffering, if you're in that place, I want to tell you, there is hope for you. You want to know why? Because your failure is not you. Failure is an event. You know what you do? You leave it behind. You are not your failure. Maybe in your family, bumaba na yung tingin nila sa'yo, yung respeto, yung dignidad. Yan yung tinisira ng demonyo sa atin. Because of sin, we see people that way. We see ourselves that way. You have to see yourself in light of who you are in God. You are so important to God. You are so precious. You are so unique. There's so much power within you. Alam nyo kung gano'n. You know, just take it from me. I studied, you know, brain cells. One human brain can take on the most powerful satellite network in New York. Think about the ability of one human brain to create and to think, to process. Talo, walang sinabi yung mga computers, yung supercomputers in the world. I want to tell you, that's how powerful God has made you. Amen? Hallelujah. Work hard. That is part of our worship and our testimony in representing God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 says, make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. Mind your own business. Huwag mo nang, alam mo yun, mind yung business ng iba. Isipin mo yung pinapagawa sa iyo, my Lord. And work with your hands, just as we told you. It says there, so that you will not be dependent on anybody and win the respect of those who are outside. Let's live like this. Let's represent God in our work. Final event, God created us to work, and finally, God blessed us. In the garden, there was blessing. Before sin came, there was blessing. The only reason why we think work is a curse, it's because after the fall, God cursed the ground that we were working. There was a curse upon the ground that we were working. Kaya siya mahirap. But I tell you, in Christ, you will find new strength. Now, how does that come about? Ito na yung secret. Catch this. Genesis chapter 2, verse 9. Oh, not yet. Okay. Buwela muna. It says there that the Lord made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food. So tingin mo gagawin niya yung mga puno na yon, pleasing to your eye and good for food, kung hindi para sa'yo yon? Alam mo yung blessing ni Lord, gawin mo lang yung part mo. Hindi lang yan proportional sa abilidad mo. Proportional yan sa abilidad ni God sa'yo. Nakuha nyo? Kasi ang Panginoon, siya yung nagpapalago ng lupa. Tanim ka ng tanim. Kahit anong tanim mo, kahit iumiri ka dun sa tinanim mo, wala mangyayari dyan. Ang Diyos pa rin ang magbubuhay niya. Nakuha nyo? And I want to tell you, the returns of working for the Lord, of working with a God-centered perspective, it's geometrically way beyond what you can imagine. If you think in your own salary, nagko-compute ka, magaling tayo sa math eh. Pero yung mathematics ni Lord, ibang level. Kino-compute mo salary, ito lang yung maiipon ko, ito lang yung kaya ko. Let me tell you, it's not like that in the economy of God. When God said, He made those trees grow, He was acting as a blesser. In fact, in Genesis chapter 1, the moment God created man, He said there, I give you, okay? He said there, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, every tree that has fruit, they will be yours for food. Vegetarian, eh, no? Okay? Nilikahan niya yun para sa atin lahat. Lahat itong mga nilikahan na to sa Genesis 1, para sa atin yun. May blessing. Nakuha nyo? Everybody look at me. God is not gonna give you a task that He will not give you the ability for. Subukan mo mag-utos ng anak mo, pinagawa mong bagay hindi niya kayang gawin. Ganun ba tayo? Hindi tayo ganun. Yung anak kong baby, 2 years old, hindi ko pinapagawa. Anak, mag-tumbling ka nga dyan, mag-somersault ka nga dyan. Hindi ko ginagawa kay Jetta yun. You know, God is not gonna tell you to do something without giving you the power to do it. The question is, do you know what God is telling you to do in your field? I tell you, there's so much more. There's so much more. God blessed us. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 15, it says, He put the man in the garden, and He says, to work it and take care of it. You want to know why you needed to take care of it? To take care means to guard. Bantayan mo. Bakit mo kailangan bantayan yung garden? Ano ba mangyayari dyan sa garden na yan? You know, in ancient times, this is the secret of this preaching. This is a very important point. In the garden. Say, in the garden.
In the garden.
In ancient times, a garden, in the Genesis context, is exclusive for the king and his immediate relatives. Special people lang po. Sa isang hardin, nandun yung pinakamagagandang halaman, nandun yung pinakamagagandang brutas, nandun ka, parelax, relax ka lang dun. You wanna know why God put you in the garden? Because He wanted you to rest. He put you in the garden so that you can just enjoy His presence. He put Eve in the garden because the man was supposed to have a special relationship with Eve and to rest and enjoy the presence of God. In fact, when God rested from all His work, the 6th day God made man, the 7th day they rested, that was a place in the garden. It was supposed to be to enjoy the Lord. My question is, are you enjoying the Lord in your work? Or are you grumbling and complaining? Are you enjoying the peace of God in your work? Don't strive. Ask the Lord, Lord, join me. Be with me. That's what it means to be in the garden. Because in the blueprint of God, work and responsibilities was to be a product of our relationship with God. Kaya tayo may trabaho dahil meron tayong relationship sa Panginoon. Hindi baliktad. Bakit yung mga tao, nung wala silang trabaho, sobrang serve ng serve. Oh, serve ako ng serve. Attend ako ng victory group, ministry, nung nagkaroon ng work, na-promote. Wala na sa church. Ba't ganun? Nakalimutan na si Lord. And I tell you this, God will be with you wherever you work. I'm not just talking about ministry. Ministry is just a part of the work. Are you with me? Don't just think because you've served in the church, dun yun na yung work mo kay God. No, your work primarily is in the field that you are in. What is your field? Let me end with these questions. Is your work leading you closer to God? Is your work leading you? Napapalapit ka ba sa Panginoon sa trabaho mo o nakakalimutan mo lang ang Diyos? Dun sa field mo, napapalapit ka ba sa asawa mo, sa pamilya mo, o nawawala ka na rin katulad ng workaholic na pa-click-click na lang ng kamay ng asawa niya? Is it bringing you closer to God? Is it bringing you to a place of experiencing grace and peace and rest in your workplace? Are you conducting your responsibilities in the home? You know, your work at home or your work in the workplace. Are you conducting it in light of God's holiness and righteousness? Or you are just succumbing to the world na manggagancho, nandudugas, okay nang titig advantage. Last three scriptures, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, where we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Bawat isa sa atin, nilikha ng Panginoon. We are up. Yung workmanship, ang translation niyan, masterpiece. Obra maestra. Ganun po tayong lahat. Kay Kristo. To do what? We do good works not to earn our salvation. We do good works because we are saved by God. We have a relationship with God. And in fact, the Bible says, these good works, pinlano na ni Lord. Ang tanong, nandun ka ba sa workplace mo? I would have stopped that we are saying that we are God's work created in Christ Jesus to do good works. But I want to level it up and say we are God's work created in Christ to do greater works. You want to know why? Because in John chapter 14, it says in verse 12 to 13, if anyone has faith in me, he will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these. Not only will you be preaching the word, testifying in your workplace, bringing the kingdom of God in your family and friends, but you will also make an impact in this community. What is your field? You shine in that field. Are you a businessman? By all means, be a billionaire. Are you a teacher? By all means, create knowledge. Are you a researcher? What are you? Are you an architect, a builder, an engineer? By all means, create the structures that will bring glory to God. Reflect the power of God and the wisdom of God. Whatever capacity God has gifted you in, you are the man and the woman of God in that garden. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would seal these truths in our lives. I ask, Lord, that you would undo the old mindsets, the wrong mindsets, that you would just erase it and, Lord, change it right now. Father, I ask, Lord, that in this brief time of prayer, you would just mold us more to be like who you are, workers in Christ. You know, would you bow your heads and close your eyes? I just felt that some of us here, while, you know, the word was coming out, we need to have a change of mind. That's what repentance is. And for whatever, you know, you need to have a change of mind for, about work, about who God is as a worker, about who you are, about your worth. God wants to work a work of grace in you. If that's you, you know, while all heads are bowed, would you lift up your head and say, Pastor, I think I need to change my mind about certain things, about the way I work. Yes, I see several hands. Anyone else? Yes, so many hands all across this room. Just acknowledge the grace of God. Acknowledge the grace of God. I will bear witness with you. If you're raising your hand, you're saying, Pastor, pray for me. And while we are in the company of the saints in this room, anyone else? Yes, you're saying, you confess before the Lord, Lord, I repent of this. I repent of this. I don't want to do this. Change the way I see. Change the way I think. Change the way I work. Lord, all across this room, with all these hands, anyone else? Yes. All these hands lifted up. Lord, I ask that you would show them your grace and mercy. Thank you, God, for, Lord God, whatever wrongs, wrong decisions, wrong ways, you are erasing it right now. I speak a divine healing of the soul and of the mind. Begin to work in each of us, Lord, and make us fruitful. Put your hands down.